back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Yeah, it just, this conversation got me thinking a lot of things about Scott Walker. Thank God we got rid of him, but the fight still continues. Can you imagine if Scott Walker still was our governor? Trump would be our president, probably, most likely, because Walker would have made it that way. Do you remember, too, with Scott Walker? Do you remember? I'm sounding like Chris Farley. but it's the changing of the Constitution. Do you know anything about that, the 31 states and how many states it takes to change
right.
the Constitution?
Right. Yeah, it's a constitutional amendment. Yeah, it's a constitutional convention, Betsy. And most people don't know it. I'm glad you raised it, because you're right. If he were governor, he would have refused to certify the election. But more importantly, just so everybody knows, there's a provision, Article 5 of the Constitution that Betsy's referring to, that lets the state just get together in a convention and bypass Congress and make believe they're back in the 1780s. And it's going to take something like 37, because it requires 3/4 of the states, 37 or so states. We're up to 31. And when Walker was in, he made us 31, and it didn't even go through a referendum. Most people don't know it. If they do that, that means that Republicans will come to Mar-a-Lago or somewhere in Vegas from all the states and rewrite the Constitution. They'll rewrite the Constitution. They go, we're smarter than Jefferson and Hamilton and Washington and Franklin and Monroe and Madison. We're smarter than these guys, John Jay. You know, let us do it. What? We'll let Steve Miller do it. Yeah. We'll let who? How about Roger Stone? I mean, the point is that the Republican Party is attacking our Constitution on all fronts, not just voter ID and not that, just that. Getting rid of the Constitution itself. And we'll do, we're coming to the end of our show. We have another caller, but we are going to get into that in a future, very soon segment. And I'll explain exactly what it is. But you can rip up the Constitution and start over if you do certain things. And the Republicans are doing it with gerrymandered legislatures around the country. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I've come across a website by Mark Elias, who is the great attorney who ran those 60 lawsuits during the election conflicts. His Democracy Docket has an article this morning called A Simple Solution to Long Lines. And it shows what you have to do to get the voting lines down below 30 minutes, which would be, if we could do that across the board, a lot of the voter suppression would have to go away, because these long lines, 2 or 3 hour lines, are extremely burdensome on people because they have to get babysitters and take time off of work or something like that, as you know.
Anyway, who is this, Elias, E-L-I-A-S?
Mark,
and what's his first name?
Mark, M-A-R-C.
Elias, E-L-A-I-S. And is there a site or something? What's the name of the blog?
Yeah, I just emailed it to you. You can put it up.
Okay, but what's the name of it over the air, Bill, generally?
Oh, it's called Democracy Docket.
Okay, so for everybody out there, go to Democracy Docket, Mark Elias, E-L-I-A-S. And what will happen is his solution to long lines, that would be a game changer and a lifesaver if he could do that. And so we're going to have to take that very, very seriously. Bill, thanks very much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Excellent tip. Thank you. One issue that's coming up and it's starting to surface is Joe Biden setting his immigration policy. Donald Trump had a inhumane immigration policy. What he did with children was despicable. But I think that Joe Biden had better be very careful about how he refashions his. And the reason I say that is I'm going to give you some statistics. What happened was when he got elected, a lot of people from Central America and elsewhere simply came to the border and left their children. They left their children unaccompanied. So last Tuesday, there were 150 children who were left. They were let into the United States. We have to find guardians, foster parents, house them humanely. Friday, there were 700. There are thousands more. This is wrong. That should not happen. Under the prior law, the judges had sanctioned that they should be returned with the chaperones and guides to their host country to reunite them with their parents. I think that's the right thing to do. You can't just have people leave thousands of unaccompanied children and then disappear and have the United States have to find places for them. You can't do that for a continent. You just can't do that for a continent. But Biden will not return them. And I think that's a mistake. I think he's going to have to. The second thing is, he put a 100-day moratorium on any deportations for any reason, 100 days. A judge in Texas just barred that freeze. And there are deportations based on the law proceeding. They deported the other day about 18 people to Jamaica, several hundred from Central America. You have to be able to deport people. Some people have criminal records. We don't want more gang members in here. And you want to sort out legitimate people from those who are not. You can't just say, we're going to freeze it all and let them in. The third thing is, there had been a procedure in place where people who wanted asylum would stay in Mexico until their cases were called. The reason for that is, under international law, you're required to seek asylum in the first nation you get into. And that was Mexico for a lot of these people. Biden, there's 25,000 of them. Biden just said, well, no, bring them into the United States. That's a mistake, a big mistake. You cannot process that many people, and there'll be a lot more coming up, many tens of thousands of them. And you give people a pink slip and say, come back for your court date. They don't come back for the court date. Very few of them come back from their court date. We've got to get control of that. And I think what Joe did is, he thought, in a gesture of goodwill, I am going to accommodate people on the far left of my party who haven't thought this out and know no history. This has got to be done humanely first, but intelligently second. And we have to be able to preserve our borders.
Matt, can I just toss one statistic in there real quick?
Yes.
About 97% of asylum seekers do return for their court date. So I just want to...
I don't agree with that. And when you say asylum seekers, asylum is a term of art, meaning people who are persecuted for their race or their religion, largely. And a lot of these people are not either. They're economic refugees, basically, and God bless them, but we have got to preserve those borders. Coming to the end of the show, Matt Flynn Direct. We have a lot of programming today, very good programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos. We have Busted Pencils on Tuesday. On Saturday, we have Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Tiki Box, Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Times like these, you give and give again. It's times like these, you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time.